Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, will come through. It's been just a different person each time. It's awesome. And he basically has no filters, so you're getting the straight story as far as the answers to your questions. And we get no advance notice, so it's always a wonderful surprise as to who's coming in for today. Okay? I hope everybody had a good Christmas, and I want to wish you Happy New Year, of course. And let me give you phone numbers. There are two listen-only lines. You could have got those off the website or off my email. But to ask a question and get answers, there are two lines. The first one is toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So, are we ready? Let's go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Metatron.
Metatron, how nice. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure. Indeed.
And just in case there's anybody who's not familiar with you, could you give us a little bit about yourself, your mission, your focus, etc.?
I am an archangel, and my focus is magnetic.
Magnetics, meaning
yes.
For us, technology, electronics, that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So you're the one to call on when we need a computer repair or some technical adjustment of some kind, if possible.
Some assistance in the technical world? Yes.
Yes, you're the
that
one.
That is me.
Yes. Awesome. And I know that you have helped me in the past with technical stuff.
Yes, I have.
Yes.
Happily.
Very grateful. It's really nice when our technology works well, and when it doesn't work well, it's not so much fun. So thank you so much for being here, Metatron.
My pleasure.
We have a caller, Barbara. Welcome, Barbara.
Yes, good evening. Thank you. Good evening.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. Well, I do need some problems with my... I have some problems adjusting to my new phone, so maybe I can call upon you, Metatron.
Of course.
Okay. Israel, Palestine issues. The UN passed a resolution that all Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal, including those in the old city of Jerusalem. But it's funny, when you spell the word Jerusalem, J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M, that's very interesting. Does that have a meaning?
Does the name have a meaning?
Jerusalem. J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M.
No, dear one. It is simply the name given to that city.
Okay. What is going to happen with the Palestinians and as that UN passed that resolution that all the Israeli settlements in the West Bank are illegal, including those in the old city of Jerusalem?
Dear one, peace is coming to your planet, the whole planet. Peace is coming to your planet. Peace is coming.
When does that peace arrive?
It is arriving as we speak.
In what way? How does peace enter?
Vibrationally.
Vibrationally?
Yes.
Benjamin Netanyahu, is he good or bad?
as Sananda said, by their fruits you shall know them.
By your fruits?
By their fruits.
Oh, by their fruits. You shall know them.
Yes.
This is about the gold. I understand from reading a few things that we can't go on the gold standard unless Congress has to vote on it. Is that correct?
In the current governance, that is correct.
So where we stand right now in the governance, that is correct. What will change that? And will it be changed? And when?
New governance is coming to you in this new year, dear one.
Who will be our president? I know Trump was elected, but he really doesn't want it.
That is correct. There will be totally new governance.
Do we know some of them?
They are not letting that information out at present.
But do you, Metatron, do you know who they are?
Yes.
Yes. And you're going to uphold the trust right now and not tell us who they are. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have to serve.
I understand John Kerry owns a lot of water companies in Tibet. So he's Tibet/China. Is this a game he's playing?
Owning the water companies?
Yes.
Is that a game?
A money game for him.
Yes, it is a money operation for him.
What is in store for me in the year 2017? Any projects? Any mail dates?
Let me ask you, dear one, what are you going to create in 2017?
So it's all up to me.
You are the creator of your life.
I've been creating, but it doesn't seem to work.
Well, then you haven't really been creating.
All right, I'll work on it again. When will we see big changes?
Don't work on it. Just do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
When will we see big changes in the currency department?
In the currency department, when will you see big changes? They are underfoot. They're underfoot right now.
When will the bubble burst in the stock market?
I am not going to predict that there is going to be a bubble burst in the stock market.
Well, something's wrong with the stock market. What is it?
People are not supporting things that are beneficial to humanity, are they?
Explain, Metatron.
People are not putting their investments in companies and projects that will serve humanity.
Do the central bankers actually own the political system?
The political system is at present a game that is being played by those forces that don't have humanity's best interest at heart.
Why do we see our President Obama stating some unfalsed truths about Trump and other people?
The obvious reason, dear one.
Which is?
He has been bought.
By Soros?
By those as Soros reports to.
Okay. That is all, Metatron. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara. Verna, are you there?
I'm still here.
Good. Welcome.
Hello, dear one.
Well, hi. Hi. I am so pleased to talk to Metatron because I see him all the time. So this is a real pleasure for me. I have a question about... Oh, thank you. I have a question about music. I have noticed that I can listen to the music created by Aeolia, but all other music to me is just noise. I don't know why I'm having that reaction. Even classical music is just noise to me. Why is that?
Because you have tuned to the information behind that music that you're enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. You're in sync with it.
I know. So then the other, it's just noise to me.
And that's
and
the
I
truth
love,
for you.
Okay. And I live with people who love the reality shows like The Voice and all of that. I can't stand to watch it because it's just noise. And anyway, I just wanted to get some clarity on that. And when do you see me living in Maui again with Jake?
March.
Okay. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Verna. Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Can I say something, dear one?
Please, Metatron.
You on your planet are coming to New Year's, and many of you make New Year's resolutions. But having done that, you put it away for a whole year. It's like you refuse to manifest anything else in your life from that point on for the year. I suggest that you allow yourself to manifest your life moment by moment. Please.
That is a wonderful concept. Because isn't it true we are manifesting moment by moment, but most of the time, or part of the time at least, it's not conscious, and so we're manifesting whatever's crossing our path?
Yes, it is an unfortunate truth that much of the manifestation that occurs on your planet at this point in time is unconscious. We are changing that. That is changing. So don't hold that as the ultimate truth of what is.
Right. It's just the current situation and has
correct
been. Okay. Now, supposedly there is still the blast of energy from the great central sun still coming through approximately January 2nd. Is that helping with this situation of waking people up to manifest more consciously?
It is helping with that and all the changes for the positive that are occurring on your planet.
That's awesome.
It is.
Yes.
You live in exciting times.
Oh, yes.
You do. You all do.
Very true. Yes, very exciting times. And, of course, there's the Chinese proverb, may you live in interesting times. Well, we do.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Okay, could we discuss Syria and Aleppo? The last couple of weeks been told that Aleppo has been freed. It's my understanding that that means that the U.S. and the U.K. are basically gone, basically the cabal portion of the people there are gone, and so Aleppo is freed from the cabal. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. And that the Syrian insurgents are good guys, yes?
Yes.
And they oppose the, I'm not sure if he's called the president or something, but Al-Hanan?
Yes.
The head of Syria?
Yes.
Okay. However, wasn't he democratically elected?
That is true.
It is true. Okay. Was it an honest democratic election with fairly reasonable votes counted and so forth?
It would not be the first election of recent times that was not honest.
Okay. Okay, so they had, I don't know if they have paper ballots or how they do it, but things were manipulated, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. And so it was made to come out that he was democratically elected, but in truth, he really wasn't. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it's my understanding that the Russians are helping. They're helping the insurgents and certainly have been key in getting rid of the U.S. and U.K. cabal people.
Yes.
That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. And I understand that whole area needs to heal so very much.
Indeed it does.
Oh, it's such a mess. And people need to come together and communicate and somehow figure out how to get along.
They need to allow for love to come in to them.
Oh, that beautiful word, allow. Oh,
yes, they do.
Yes. With the goal of peace.
Yes, and they are, they will. It is happening.
It is going to happen, is it not?
Yes.
It's in process.
It is.
Yes. Okay. I think one of the tragedies of education in the United States is we learn so little about the rest of the world and other countries and their history. And therefore, it's very difficult for many people to understand other cultures that are different, and they tend to make them wrong or bad, where they're really just different.
Dear one, the education in your country is not just little information, it's misinformation. You are misinformed about these other countries, cultures, peoples.
Yes, very misinformed.
To everyone's mm-hmm. detriment.
True. True, absolutely. Okay. So the healing process is going on in Syria as we speak.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And to some degree in all parts of the Middle East, more or less, right?
All parts of the world, Darwin.
Yes. Okay. 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 I've been told that General Dunford's teams who've been at the job, so to speak, for maybe a couple of months out teams out cleaning up individual cabal members, so to speak, and determining, giving them a chance to decide whether to turn to the light or whether they need to go bye-bye. Is that close to done?
It is.
Okay. What's the situation in Denver now and under Denver as far as the cabal and U.S. installation there and so forth?
That has mostly been cleaned up.
And is it true that there were a number of people considered to be dissidents or problems that were incarcerated there and have been let free?
Yes, that is so.
Is that number in the thousands?
Yes, if you look at your country, that number is in the tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands. Oh, my God. Okay. All right. That's amazing. And they had these people there. Oof. Okay. And others have been taken out. We know about some of those, some of the natural doctors and... Okay, let's take a break and have Susan. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, dear one.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for being here. It's such an honor.
My pleasure.
I was wondering if you could give us some direction on how to most effectively use those wonderful energies that are coming in.
These energies that are coming in, open with open arms.
Okay. Thank you. And I had one other thing. I was wondering how we could most highly and effectively use the beautiful energies that are coming in.
Welcome them. Allow them. Open to them. Embrace them.
Okay, that sounds lovely. I shall do that. Thank you so much. And I had hit a totally horrible place of everything going wrong, and all of a sudden I just kept asking for a shift and asking for help. And so I wanted to ask when you see the girls and me on Maui.
February 11th.
Wow, I better work fast. Excellent.
Yeah, because you have the vet stuff with the horses, the timing on that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. It's interesting how things just tunneled down to where I'm like, okay, none of this is working, you know, and asked for help, asked for guidance. The weather here next week, there's going to be like 4 nights where the temperature is like 8 degrees overnight, and that's just not acceptable.
Not hospitable.
No. And I want what's good for the girls and a place where I can have, you know, be surrounded by incredible people and community and do what I'm meant to do. That's why I'm struggling so much here. I'm not doing what I'm meant to do.
So let's change that.
Okay. I'm open to guidance on that.
It's coming, dear.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay. Is there anything else I need to hear at this time?
Please let go of the idea of struggle entirely, please.
Oh, okay. I shall do that, and in its place, bring in miracles.
I'm into that.
Okay, thank you so much for your wonderful advice and help and support, both of you, all three of you, Rod, Mary, and, of course, Archangel Metatron. Thank you so much. Namaste.
My pleasure, dear one.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
February 11th and a half.
Yeah, okay. Good.
Okay, thank you.
Good, good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Cindy, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, dear.
Okay. Well, he wasn't earlier, so I moved. Thank you, Archangel Metatron. On a couple calls, I've been told that my computer was targeted and that Apple cannot do anything about it and that I should replace my computer. So my question is, there's a lot of information I would like to move over to the new computer when I buy it. Will I bring the problem with me if I, let's say, save the information to an external hard drive, and then from that external hard drive, load it onto the new computer? I don't want to bring the problem over to the new computer.
Let's don't allow that to be a possibility.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. That sounds great. And then the doctors, the naturopaths and stuff, the doctors that have been targeted and taken out, will they get to ascend with us even though they're no longer in the body?
Let's look at it this way. Let me ask you a question. Is there really time?
I don't know.
Well, let me tell you, time and space are both illusions that you use to expand your experiences, but they are not okay. Limitations that are imposed on you.
Okay. So your answer is going over my head. I'm not grasping your answer. So if I understand it correctly, since it's a time and it's an illusion that and or will ascend with us that are in the body? Or am I still not grasping it?
That ascension will occur, and all souls that are meant to will.
Okay. Okay. Great. I was on hold for a little bit, so I didn't get to hear any previous conversation. So I don't know if I missed anything.
Cindy, you're breaking up again. Try again.
Okay. I was on hold for 3 minutes before I could listen to the call. So did I really miss anything? I think Susan was ahead of me.
Did you miss anything?
Yes, like an answer that you gave. For
yes.
Could you repeat it, please?
It is easy for you to manifest that which you want in your life.
Okay.
And in fact, you are the only one responsible for that.
All right. Okay. That's great. So,
good.
And Mary, before the end of the call, could you give an update on the two kitties, please?
Okay.
Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for being here tonight.
You are welcome, dear Wendy. And I will tell you that those felines are doing great. They are in love with one another. They are playing like mad. They're doing great.
Okay. And talking about felines, my two just, they're constantly with me when I'm in bed. Is that because of all the energies that are coming in while I'm sleeping?
No, that's because they love you.
Oh, are they going to be very upset when I move to France? Because I understand they don't want to do the airline flight there.
Will that upset them? Yes, it will upset them. Will they get over it? Yes.
And they'll be happier here with a woman named of Roz in Arizona? Or is there someplace else they're supposed to go?
No, that's a good place for them to go.
Okay, better than with Richard in Oregon?
Yes.
Okay, I just want them to be happy. That's my main concern.
I know.
Okay. I'm going to hang up because I'm going to get emotional. So thank you very much for being here.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have the pleasure tonight of Archangel Metatron and having a wonderful time with him. If you would like to ask a question, we'd love to have you come on and ask a question. The toll-free number to use is 888-627-6008, and the alternate number is 323-744-4831.
And come on now, I know you're brave enough.
And we know there's listeners out there. We hear about it. Come on, ask your questions. Okay. One of our regular listeners has sent me a couple of interesting things that, you know, I do private charitable foundations and...
Yes, and thank you for the service.
It's the best entity there is, and people don't know, don't understand about the information because it's an elitist product and they want to keep it under wraps, but they can't. The information's available.
Listen to you, they will know.
Yes, it has to be sought out, and I have done that, and I've been doing them for 12 years, and they're awesome. Anyway, one of the... issue some time ago is that with the new governance, and we weren't using that word at that time, we are now, not government, governance, completely different system, that all corporations, LLCs, all entities basically would have to recharter as socially responsible. I'm presuming that that's still true, is it?
That is so.
Okay. But the only one that will not have to change is this private charitable foundation, which is a unique package in and of itself. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, no adjustments on it. It's just fine the way it is.
Yes.
And also because the way I do them, they are both sovereign and statutory from the beginning. So sovereign entities are going to be the name of the game anyway. Right, so...
Correct.
Great. Okay, that's great. Okay. Susan is back. Susan, welcome.
Thank you. I had a question about where the horses are. The woman out there is really difficult to deal with, and I keep allowing her to basically be rude and attack me because I don't want her to take it out on the horses. And so I just keep sending her love, and I'm not confrontational at all, but... what prompted this was she texted me complaining. She's always complaining about everything that we do. And so she sent me a text. And so I was wondering if there's a better way to to be out there until we can leave. I want to make sure I'm not, you know, moving away from something, that I'm moving towards something positive and leave where I'm at, you know, clean and balanced.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What I want you to do when you're communicating, and take note, Mary.
Yes, okay.
With this individual is put yourself on an emerald green, in your mind, put yourself on an emerald green square. You can stand, sit, lie, however, doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then see this emerald green pyramid come down on top over you. And
okay.
Hear the links in the four corners as it goes click, 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 click. And then see a sealant come around that edge and seal it off. And then when that is complete, want you to stand and with your right hand, preferably in a fist, raised, I want you to say, I will not take on what is not mine. I will not take on what is not mine. I will not take on what is not mine. And then go about your business. And then go about whatever it is you're doing. You will find it all goes so much easier, smoother, no problem. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's huge. Thank you.
Okay, you are welcome.
I will do that. That's awesome. Okay, thank you. Namaste.
Welcome.
Thank you all for your help. Good night.
Namaste.
Thank you, Susan. And thank you, Metatron, for this reminder, which the host has mentioned to me previously. And I need to do that, of course, with a situation we have going on right now.
Yes, please.
Okay, I get it. Definitely. Okay. Okay. Another question brought up by one of our regular listeners who's quite informed is about something called, that he has called and others have called, the gathering. And Sheldon Neidl speaks about the evacuation of the planet as something that's been proposed for years, although I don't know that he's called it the gathering. I think someone else has labeled it that way. I have never really felt that this was totally on track. That really depends on the individual, what their experience is. Can you speak to this at all?
You can think of the gathering as those individuals who are choosing to ascend with the planet. Coming together.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, that makes sense.
Now, not everybody is going to choose that. There are going That's to be true. Those individuals that say, oh, I'm not done playing. I want at least one more 3D lifetime. I want to play some more. And that's fine, too.
Okay. So it's going to be an individual experience. Pretty much.
It's an individual choice.
Choice. Okay.
The gathering is the joining together of those who are choosing to ascend.
Okay. So that will be 3D, 5D?
Yes.
Yes.
Both.
Both. Okay. Okay. Is it going to be necessary to have a complete evacuation of the surface of Mother Earth in order for her appropriate healing and moving through the new Earth?
Uh, Well, I have to back up here just a little bit. When Mother Earth ascends, she will inhabit her new body, which is already formed.
Yes.
And the process for that occurring is the Earth that you're on now, we're going to call Old Earth.
Okay.
Passing through New Earth. And when the Earth that you're on now comes out the other side, all living beings will have gone whichever way they're going to go from that lifetime. And Old Earth will be broken up into building blocks for new projects.
Yes, I do understand that. And when you say all living beings, you're talking the animals and
plants, animals,
everything.
Everything.
Everything living.
Okay. Crystals.
Oh, crystals too. Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So
those are wonderful creatures, crystals.
Yes, they are.
Indeed. And they serve well.
They are wonderful. I'm so grateful that the host has such beautiful ones that do serve. They serve beautifully.
Indeed.
So all the prosperity stuff, the humanitarian programs and so forth that is imminent, I understand, in 2017.
Yes.
Okay, then this will precede the movement of Mother Earth into or through the new Earth.
The ascension thereof, yes.
The ascension, yes. So the prosperity programs are of value, would you say, to raise humanity's consciousness more so that they're more prepared for and can make choices as to where they're going to go?
I don't think that any of us can say that anything that helps humanity is not appropriate, can we?
Oh, right. Absolutely.
So are these going to help humanity?
The programs, yes, absolutely. The
release, okay. There you have your answer. It's okay. Great.
All the different funds. So all of that is a stepping stone. All the prosperity to help humanity is a stepping stone into what at some point then the old Earth will move into the new Earth. But it's a process that helps humanity choose and get ready for that. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Okay. All right, so that's really pretty awesome. It's a lot of awesome stuff going on, isn't there?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. How is Trump holding up when he's actually having to do some work, which he'd not really counted on, but he has a full plate, I guess.
How is he holding up? Is that the question?
Yeah. How's he doing?
Not too bad, considering that he's, he didn't expect to be in this position.
Right.
But is doing it.
He's stepping up. In other words, he's stepping into the role, even though it wasn't what he expected.
Correct.
Okay. Great. All right. And at this point in time today, do you see the inauguration moving forward in order to keep chaos down, or will we have new governance announced before the inauguration would take place?
Dear one, there are many of us, including me, that are holding that the new governance will occur prior to the inauguration. Now, whether it can be seen that that will help the people in America better than the other route is being seen, that is being determined day by day.
Yes, they have to play it day by day, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, even though the goal is clear. Okay, so I would be also in favor of the new governance being announced prior to the inaugural date. So I think that is a great idea, but we'll see how it needs to play out.
Correct.
For the highest good, right?
Correct.
And the greatest lack of chaos. Now, if Trump does get inaugurated, that would place him in a position of actually getting rid of, because he's officially president still, getting rid of some people that need to go bye-bye and are not appropriate for the new governance. Would that be part of the plan if it plays out that way?
I think you're alluding to the beginning of cleaning house.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that will occur if he is inaugurated.
Yes, he will.
And he will have great fun doing that. So
I'll bet. Oh, I'll bet he would. And he'll have his own TV channel so he can talk directly to the people. That's being created, right?
That's correct.
And he has his own website already, government website.
Yes.
Called greatagain.gov, I believe. And so information can be there. So this is a major end run around the media that has been so misleading and misinforming American people for so long.
The media has been a tool for those forces that you call the cabal.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And still is.
And still is. Yes. Although they're rapidly losing credibility and ground, fortunately.
And that will all change.
Yes. Where they really, if they want to survive, they have to completely change their tune. Otherwise, they are history, as we say.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Change is happening.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I received an email today that I've not sent out yet. I didn't have a chance to look, but it's William Tompkins talking about Navy sanctioned disclosure, which was done many, many years ago. And there's an interview about him, of the collaboration of our Navy with the Nordics, and a two-part interview between Carrie Cassidy and William Tompkins. I'm feeling that I should send this out for others to peruse if they choose. Is that true?
That is so, my dear.
Yes. Okay. So this is a fairly straightforward, honest, lack of disinfo kind of thing, right?
Indeed.
Okay. Good. Good. Okay. Let's see. Again, one of our regular listeners has mentioned that one of our callers a couple of weeks ago was not really positive about Putin, and basically was, I think, misinformed about Putin's very positive role in helping the world to shift. Is that that is correct, right?
That is correct. And there has been much misinformation and disinformation put out to try to derail this positive influence in the world.
Yes. I just adore the way Putin knows exactly how far to go and what he can say. And he does it without emotion, anger, disappointment at the U.S., the cabal, and so forth. And yet he's not being an aggressor. He's not starting things. He's calling people on their stuff and helping out in Syria so much, where there's been too much aggression on the cabal part, and he is countering that, but doing it in a defensive manner that corrects rather than being aggressor back. Am I seeing that correctly?
You are. And the truth is, he is being assisted greatly by the forces of the light, shall we say.
Yes, I know he is. And he's listening. He's not just being advised.
This is what he came to do. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So it's like when an individual has to learn boundaries and how to take care of themselves and not buy into someone else's stuff, and yet not allow someone else's stuff to impact them. And Putin is honoring that concept of boundary on a large scale. Am I seeing this accurately?
Yes, you are.
Okay. It's so, once you learn what boundaries really mean on an individual basis, it's so easy to see where others are able to do that, or and other people who've not learned that yet. So, good.
Yes, indeed.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm understanding that the Trumps will not move into the White House, and that the use of the White House is going to change in some way, or be dismantled, or whatever. I don't know. Can you address that?
Well, your country does have need of museums, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, it would be a perfect museum, wouldn't it?
Of course.
Part of it already is a museum, is it not?
Yes.
With display of historical stuff and so forth.
Yes.
What a great idea. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. And I was reminded that on Star Trek, San Francisco became the galactic headquarters, and you never heard of Washington, D.C. in that series. And so is there going to be a location for the new governance? It's my sense there'll be much less federal focus, but is there going to be a location for whatever's top dog, so to speak?
It's not going to be a case of geographical per se, but energetic.
Okay.
I will just say that.
All right. All right. To be explained further later.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Good. 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 And that the local stuff will become infinitely more important.
People, when they start to look at what they can do and what they need to do, local will become a lot larger area than they see it as present.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Okay, good. I've seen the news that Purdue, a company that raises chickens for human consumption, is now advertising in mainstream television that it's removed antibiotics from its chickens and instead giving them oregano. I haven't seen this myself. I've just told this. Is this true?
It is so.
Awesome. Awesome. And that the commercial's being allowed on TV.
That is a switch, is it not?
Lovely.
Yes.
How lovely. Well, unfortunately, our time is up, Metatron. Thank you so much for being here. We're very grateful. We love having you and appreciate all of your input and your presence. Thank you so very much.
My pleasure, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.